This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
And you will feel much better, I know, to find out that the Congress of the United States has a plan to get out of the fiscal mess this country finds itself in. They're going to set up a committee. More than two dozen senators and representatives who, by the middle of December, are supposed to come up with a spending plan. It will be, by my count, the eighth budget committee or commission that we've had since 2010, including the super committee, whose failure brought us the big spending cuts known as the sequester. And that is why, as Marketplace's David Gurra reports, the committee this time around isn't aiming quite so high.
All right, so let's get one thing straight. This committee's mission is to do something Congress is supposed to do by law every year. That's come up with a budget blueprint.
But of course, Congress hasn't passed the budget in several years.
Sarah Binder is a political science professor at George Washington University.
And so this is seems somewhat of an anomaly that they've actually sat down to talk to each other.
So compare this to the original super committee from 2011. Former Senator John Kyle was one of six Republicans in that group.
There was great hope and expectation that we might be able to achieve some big breakthrough.
Its goal was to come up with a way to reduce the deficit by at least $1.5 trillion over 10 years. But in the end, there was no grand bargain.
We wasted a lot of time in the super committee following a vapor trail that was never going to produce anything tangible.
Spending cuts, tax reform, entitlement reform, some big issues that this committee will approach more cautiously.
I have very high hopes.
Democratic Senator Max Baucus was also on the original super committee.
I'm hopeful that it may be a little larger than a small agreement, but small is better than nothing.
Last time around, the super committee's failure led to sequestration, those automatic spending cuts. A new round of cuts is scheduled to take effect on January 15th. That is, unless this committee can find common ground, a way to change those cuts, to succeed where so many other committees have failed. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.